Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eish HaTorah. Our topic is happiness. Our text is Gateway to Happiness. We're now on page 26. Happiness is an obligation because of our relationship with other people. The Torah ideal is to greet each and every person with a pleasant facial expression. This is in Pirkei Avos, Ethics of the Fathers. Tomer Dvorah emphasizes it. The more we realize the value, the spiritual value of every human being, how important every person is, the more when we see other people, we realize it's an opportunity. It's an for kindness. It's an opportunity to grow and develop our character. And therefore, the goal is to be happy with each person because every person has a specialty. And as in water face-to-face, so the heart of one person to another. When you see other people in a positive light, you realize that they're divine creatures, divine beings, and it was divinely meant for you to encounter this person. You realize that every encounter with every person is special. You're going to grow from it. You're going to develop from it. You'll teach. You'll be able to do a kindness. You'll be able to develop your character. So you're going to have joy when you meet anyone. Shlomo Volba of Lesson Memory, in his first volume of Ali Shor, he writes about how people want others to smile to them and show signs of happiness when they address them. You could be a shining sun to every person that you come in contact. Even a tiny infant can differentiate between a face that's shining and one that expresses depression and resentment. If you smile to an infant, they'll automatically smile back. They can't talk, they can't express in words, but it's an automatic thing. And the people who need our smiles the most are people who aren't smiling that much. And with each person, you have to do it in ways that they can take it. You have to do it in the mound. If a person is very down, if you act too joyful and too cheerful, you're going to overwhelm them. That's not the thing to do. So we have to have the wisdom and the life experience to keep gaining the knowledge. What would be an appropriate amount of happiness and joy to greet this person? The time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is devoted to introspection, to self-development, to be aware of our faults, our shortcomings. And it's very easy for a person to have a very serious look on their face. Rabbi Yisroel Salanter, founder of the Musar movement, he stressed that during this period of time, we have a special obligation to greet people with a smile and speak in a friendly tone of voice. And that itself is our spiritual obligation. So even if we are going through a rough time in some way, when we interact with another person, we have an obligation, responsibility, and then we can feel good that we're making another person happy. So we create a great loop, a very, very, very positive loop. So be a resource of positivity for every person you encounter. And the person that will gain the most is yourself.